Trey McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo has reached its end. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Meanwhile, the Islamic State group on Sunday re-entered the ancient Syrian town of Palmyra. Zlatika Hoke reports.
Islamic State recaptured Palmyra Sunday despite a wave of Russian airstrikes and forced government troops out of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was the militants' first major advance after a year of setbacks in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The group was forced to leave Palmyra in March, leaving behind damage and destruction among the 2,000-year-old ruins. Zlatica Hoke, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of the country's first two F-35 fighter jets built by the U.S. firm Lockheed Martin.
And as of today, Israel is our first and only friend in the region that's flying F-35. And it's my honor to be here marking the delivery of these planes, the Adir, to America's closest friend and ally in the region.
Israel has ordered 50 of the planes. Portugal's Antonio Guterres was sworn in Monday as the 9th UN Secretary General.
The UN must be ready to change. Our most serious shortcoming, and here I refer to the entire international community, is our inability to prevent crises. The United Nations was born from war. Today, we must be here for peace.
He said the UN needs to be nimble, efficient, and effective. This is VOA News. Turkish state media say police Monday detained 118 People's Democratic Party officials over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Countrywide operations were launched after an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility for two bombings outside an Istanbul football stadium Sunday. At least 38 people were killed, more than 150 wounded in the attack. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump fired a new broadside Monday at the Central Intelligence Agency's reported finding that Russia interfered in the presidential election to help Trump win. Trump said if Democrat Hillary Clinton had won and Republicans had complained of Russian interference, they would have been accused of promoting a conspiracy theory. He said it is hard to identify hackers, and he asked why the subject wasn't raised before the election. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Monday endorsed a bipartisan probe of alleged Russian interference.
The Russians are not our friends. Obviously, any foreign breach of our cybersecurity measures is disturbing. This simply cannot be a partisan issue.
Senator Mitch McConnell. The United States and the European Union have imposed sanctions on officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo who allegedly used violence as well as other means to delay the country's elections. President Joseph Kabila's second and, according to the Constitution, final term is due to end in 1 week on December 19th. But Mr. Kabila plans to remain in office beyond that date, after reaching an agreement with opposition factions to delay the elections until 2018. The majority of the opposition is rejecting that arrangement and is demanding Mr. Kabila step down next Monday. West African leaders will travel to Gambia Tuesday to try to convince President Yahya Jammeh to step down after his loss in the December 1st election. He initially conceded defeat but withdrew the concession, saying unacceptable errors were found by officials. The European Union and Cuba have signed an agreement to normalize ties that had been blocked for decades by human rights concerns under the late communist leader Fidel Castro. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parilla and European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini, along with representatives of the 28 EU member states, signed the agreement Monday in Brussels. Hong Kong's finance minister has resigned. It's a move many see as a first step towards staking a bid for the city's top job. The government says John Tsang handed in his resignation Monday. Rumors have been around for a while that he would seek the office. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.